Greetings in Jesus' name on this second day of April, the year of our Lord, 2020. It's currently in the upper 30s here in Sanford, Maine, under rainy conditions. It's going to be raining most of the day. We have an unusual weather pattern where we have weather coming out of the north and coming down to us out of Canada. And we are stuck in this pattern for today. But ministry goes on. I do want to report on the great service we had last night. My, what a blessing it was to be a part of the service. There was hundreds watching, and there was around six people in our meeting place. And the Lord helped us as I preached on scattered abroad, those 12 tribes that were scattered abroad in James chapter number 1. Grateful to the Lord for how He continues to help us and encourage us during these days. It is thrilling to be a part of what God is doing in history. And we need to pause and consider that we are actually living history. We are right in the midst of a great work of God that is taking place. He is the sovereign. He is in charge. He is the one who is in charge of everything that's happening in our world, in our country, and in our lives. And every one of us today should have a fresh fear for the Almighty. In your Bibles today, I would like for you to take the Word of God and look with me in Habakkuk chapter number 3 and verse number 17. The Bible declares, "Although the fig tree shall not blossom." Think about the great sadness to a farmer, to an individual, to a group of individuals, again, in a community, when they look out and they see that the fig tree is not blossoming. That would be like those friends of ours in the Southeast that look out to their peach crop, and they see that the peach blossoms have been overtaken with frost, and they look out for all of their profits and all of the different things that they're going to do with peach cobbler and bushels of peaches and selling them at the market. And they go, there are no blossoms on the peach trees. That would be similar. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines. There's no blossoming of the fig trees. There's no fruit in the vines. A sad, sad dilemma for the people of God to find themselves in right here. And then he says, the labor of the olive shall fail. There's no figs. There's no fruit. There's no olive. There's no olive oil that is an essential for the even health benefits. There's no, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat. And looking out into the fields, there's no meat. There's no crops to be taken in. The flock shall be cut off from the fold. There's no figs. There's no fruit. There's no labor of the olive. There's no meat in the fields. And the flocks are cut off from the fold. And on top of that, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. The stalls are empty. Wow, what a time in the nation of Israel's life to experience this great, great discouragement. What would they do in this situation? And my friend, what shall we do in this situation? Habakkuk 3:18 answers it. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. And today, may the Lord remind each and every one of us of this great Bible truth. Although we're experiencing some depressing, some discouraging, and disgusting times as a nation, as a people, thank God today we can still rejoice in the Lord our God. We can joy in the God of our salvation. You might as well just rejoice today and hold up your handkerchief high up in the air and wave it with a great victory wave today. You might as well get your foot high up in the air and put it behind you and just do a little cottontail, a little cowtail, shout it out wind that thing up, go round and around, and have yourself a time today. That's what the Lord is saying. Rejoice in the Lord. Joy in the God of your salvation. And God did it for the people of His people in the book of Habakkuk, and He'll do it for us also. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. It was good yesterday to hear from Brother Larry Tinsley and Patrick Ballard. What a blessing. Both of them sent me an encouraging word yesterday, and we're continuing on for the glory of God. Stay at it for Christ. I'll talk to you on tomorrow.